As I shared with you in part one of this blog, finding meaning is most likely the final step in the journey we're all on right now, trying to make sense of our upside-down world in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. And as I suggested, I believe that we can and should begin working on this step right now. I have personally witnessed countless individuals over the years breeze right through the stages of grief, in many cases skipping some of the stages altogether. It's quite doable and preferable, in my opinion. I am 100% certain that the stages of grief are only descriptors of the usual or most common way to wade through the process. But as you have probably caught on by now, I am not someone who deals in or promotes usual or common ways of doing anything. If you want usual, common, or ordinary, you certainly don't need my help for that. I tell my clients all the time, I only deal in unusual, uncommon, and extraordinary ways of doing things. And I always follow that up with this. Extraordinary results come from extraordinary efforts. So no, I'm not suggesting the usual way to go through grief associated with COVID-19 losses. I'm suggesting the unusual way, which in this case is heading directly to the final stage and getting busy on that immediately. I see absolutely no downside to doing this. Skipping, or at least significantly mitigating the icky stages, is just fine with me. It's exactly what I plan to do, and I'm doing it in this very moment, and I'm inviting you to come along for the ride. So where do we get started? That's a good question. Finding meaning really implies finding new meaning. And when you really get right down to it, it isn't really finding new meaning, it's creating new meaning. By definition, something new is something we haven't seen, done, or experienced before. So one can't really know what it is until we see it, or do it, or experience it, right? Or can we? Well, I hope you didn't bite on that previous statement, because it really isn't true. If we couldn't know something before we actually saw it, did it, or experienced it, then we would be back in the Stone Age, killing animals with rocks, or gathering whatever we could forage to survive. The entire process of evolution as humans is 100% dependent on the ability to imagine things before we actually see them or do them. Just about every human invention hinges on the imagination. One has to be able to see it in one's mind first. So with that in mind, just what are we trying to imagine in our minds when we talk about new meaning? In a general sense, any kind of preferable outcome is fair game. It really is true that if we can't dream it, it probably isn't going to happen. In a very specific sense, let's focus on outcomes related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this is where most people lock up. The human brain wants so desperately to maintain homeostasis or status quo. That's the old normal, the one we were used to and comfortable with. It's pretty hard to think about some new kind of meaning when every fiber in our being seems to be screaming for the old meaning, the old normal. As one of my clients put it, when I try to think the way you're suggesting, my brain returns an error code. He's spot on with that observation. How do we think in new ways with the old programming dominating the system? It's a delicate process at first, but you get more used to it as time goes by. In the weeks, stretching into months now, since COVID hit our nation, I have definitely seen the course of grief grip the nation. I think it's safe to say we're coming out of the first two stages, shock and denial, pain and guilt, and are heading at full steam into anger and bargaining. I've seen images over the past few weeks of angry protesters standing shoulder to shoulder, clearly defying any sort of distancing order. Thousands are flocking to Southern California beaches in defiance of any orders to stay at home. Hair salons and boutiques are opening in violation of state edicts because they've had enough of not being able to pay their bills, shrugging off any possible legal ramifications. And I even heard an angry shop owner just this morning literally shouting about the fact that Walmart is open, business as usual there, and I have to stay closed. The focus seems to be shifting from cheery families dancing together and making family fun to pissed off individuals watching their dreams get flushed down the drain, while essential businesses are going on their merry way, business as usual. The honeymoon, as one of my clients called it, seems to be over. That new exercise program and diet has already been cashed in for couch surfing and martinis. Alcohol use is up, way up, and 40% of people admit to even drinking on the job now that the job is at home. It's been a while since I've heard references to someone enjoying the fact that life has slowed down a bit, or contemplatively reflecting on how, when this is all over, they will be layering the activities of life back in more judiciously, leaving more time for family activities. And since nobody really knows what the new normal will actually look like, we're left to the imagination to create some meaning. So let me just cut to the chase. I am busy creating a hyperlink to new meaning in my world. As I sit in my corner office at home now, which is actually the sunroom on the back of our house, overlooking a pond, while I'm talking to one of my clients, either over the phone or by video conferencing, I get a profound sense of freedom and liberation. Prior to COVID, the only clients I saw remotely were those who had moved away and still wanted to continue. These days, it's everyone. And as I sit and video chat with my clients, I notice how much more relaxed they are in their own homes. I can't help but smile when a cat jumps into the lap of one of my clients. I can feel that sense of peace and comfort. The quality of my sessions has taken a remarkable jump. I even had one of my married couples cheerily sipping on cocktails on their porch as we discussed their progress for the last month. It was, without a doubt, one of the best sessions we ever had. The new meaning that is emerging for me is one of appreciation. For years and years, I have been charging hard, building, hustling, grinding, and enduring. And now I've been forced to throttle all that back, and it feels pretty good. The constant managing of inquiries and schedules has slowed way down, and I'm easing back on the throttle. And for the first time in my working life, I am free to get up with the sun, and I don't have to trudge down to my dark basement to start my 6 a.m. workout. I appreciate sitting on my deck as I am right now between clients writing this blog, enjoying the fresh air and listening to the birds on this beautiful 70-degree spring day. The trees are in full bloom and the air smells sweet of full blossom. I'm not staring at the four walls of my office like I normally do between clients. And in a way, I feel like I've been liberated from a prison cell, one I didn't even know I was in. For me, the new meaning is enjoying life in its more relaxed form. Nearly 60,000 people so far have died from COVID-19 in the U.S., and so far, I'm not one of them. And although I never really was afraid of that, I still know that it could have and could still happen. I'm in no hurry to jump back into the rat race of life as I knew it. I'm quite content to sit right here and enjoy each day as if it were my last. I don't even want the old normal back. 6 weeks without it, and I don't miss it a bit. I'm excited and eager to embrace this new normal with open arms. If I spend the rest of my life getting up with the sun and peering out over my backyard and the pond just beyond while I talk to people who are sipping coffee or beer from the comfort of their home, I will be absolutely thrilled with that. And with the way the world is embracing this working from home idea, I can see myself doing this from anywhere in the world that I want to be. I'm no longer waiting for retirement. There's no need to long for that anymore. It's pretty much here. And that feels fabulous. Now, that's just me imagining the best for myself. How about you? What new meaning can you conjure up in your head? If you're having trouble seeing anything in your future other than problems, take a deep breath, grab a pen, and let your mind run free. I don't have some special circumstances that afford me the luck of having a profession or situation that lends itself well to gaining something positive from this crisis. No, I simply have made a choice. I'm skipping anger and skipping depression and skating right into acceptance, hope, and creating new meaning. And I invite each and every one of you to join me for the ride. This pandemic will either kill me or make my life better. Those are the only two choices on the menu. Appreciation and freedom are being served up in this household, so come on over and get a big helping if you dare. Life's pretty good over here. So with that, as always, take charge, my friend. Take charge.